guys! This is your host, Miranda, of the Life Sucks podcast. Just wanted to remind you that, as always, copyright licensing information can be found in the episode notes, as well as any content or trigger warnings. And of course, I wanted to thank you for listening in, be it your first time or you are an avid listener. And to let you know that we are available to subscribe pretty much anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we stream exclusively from anchor.fm. I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Tumblr as Miranda Gilestorm, M. Gilestorm in some inversion of that. So find me, follow me, like, subscribe, you know, do your thing. And again, thank you for listening, and on behalf of our whole Life Sucks podcast crew, I hope that you enjoy this podcast.
Won't you guys pull the couch closer?
No! What? You're not physically moving the futon because you're too damn lazy to sit your ass up.
I'm not lazy, I'm sick, motherfucker.
Well, then go to bed!
Then get rest.
Fucking
do the responsible
sleep.
Thing.
I want to be in this podcast.
Cody's like, I don't want to be responsible! You sound like me when I'm sick. I don't want to be responsible.
Now I know where Micah
sleep.
Gets it from.
Yeah, I've been literally. Saying it all night. Like I know where Cody, or I know where Micah gets the whimpering
literally.
From now.
Literally. When Micah was whimpering and
I was like, oh my god, he gets it from Cody.
It it's just
literally.
Flashback like.
Because Cody whoa. Literally has done nothing but going. Throughout the whole night.
Yes.
Hey, since we're podcasting in here, does that mean I can hotbox the kitchen?
Sure.
Yes. Look at my vape pen. I will help.
Cody, no! Do not. What are you doing?
We might have some cat toys and a bottle. Under that couch.
Can you hear me better?
So, the podcast.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Batman, Spider-Man.
Anyways.
Spider-Man.
Anywho.
Spider-Man.
So. Welcome to the Life Sucks podcast. It is Life Sucks Wednesday.
Hey!
It's not Wednesday.
But it's only
we don't
Monday.
Record on Wednesdays.
You're breaking.
I break time and space because time does not exist.
Yeah, but she's like, it's Wednesday. Oh my God,
that's
it's
true.
Wednesday.
Okay, no, but the podcast airs on Wednesdays. Therefore, whoever is hearing this, it is
what?
Supposed to be Life Sucks
it's
Wednesday. Hashtag Life Sucks Wednesday.
Welcome.
They can be hearing
from
you
the
on
future.
Any day, though.
Shut up, Cody.
Or welcome from the past. Is it welcome to the future or welcome to the past?
Welcome to the Life Sucks podcast.
Okay, cool. We are.
I am your host, Miranda, and my husband Cody is the one over on the futon that you can't see because we're not doing video anymore.
And he's dying.
He's dying of a stomach bug but refuses to go to bed, so he's just gonna, you know.
He's not being a responsible adult.
He won't
just
stop coming and he won't stop
coming. Won't stop coming.
He's just gonna lay on the futon and
moan.
Be obnoxious.
I'm just gonna occasionally moan in pain and sometimes in pleasure.
You need a harmonica?
Ew. TJ is joining us.
Hey, fuckers.
Riley is joining us with her CBD gummies.
No, they're not the CBD ones, they're just the trolley ones.
Okay,
I was
gonna say you're
kids.
Eating an awful lot.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna say
it. I'm like sitting here watching you consume them
Jesus.
And I'm going, holy shit.
Riley, you're so
Riley,
calm.
Riley, you are going to fall out.
I'd be fucking gone.
And then Josh is over here playing some kind of app on his iPad.
Oh, hi.
So yeah, we got our normal crew.
Now I just want to eat handfuls of CBD gummies and see how it goes.
I really don't
no.
think that's a good plan.
No, that's called...
I know our vapes are dead, but still... Anyways, so yes, today's topic is more or less a continuation of last week's topic. Last week we talked about coping mechanisms, healthy and unhealthy. So this week we're
going to... I need something to throw at him.
Roll the head.
I will beat you.
Really? Because you'd have to stand up to do that. Do not throw anything from that
TJ has
yeah,
a few D20s in that
there.
Tin that could do some
God
damage.
God damn it, what can I throw?
You can't throw anything. We're in my studio. We cannot throw anything.
I will literally walk over to the living room and throw something at him.
You can throw your D&D dice.
No. Catch me outside. No. How about that?
I swear to God.
That was so loud. Anyways, so our topic for today is panic. Panic disorder. No, I'm not just stressed. I actually have a panic disorder on top of my PTSD and everything else. So we get to talk about anxiety today.
Oh boy.
Woo!
It's my favorite.
Yay!
Everybody in this room has anxiety.
It was a mess.
And how?
More or less, it's a mess.
So, this is going to be a fun one for us. Mm. This is more or less why my husband Cody is suffering on the futon. Because he wants to be a part of this discussion.
Wait, there's no video. Cody's currently pleasuring himself on the couch.
He just goes...
There's no video to disprove us.
Oh, how do you feel, Brittany?
I feel like this has nothing to do with our anxiety podcast.
I agree.
Hey,
I mean,
rubbing one out,
and it's probably going to cause a lot more editing, so probably nobody's going to hear this part.
So, last week we discussed coping mechanisms, so this week we're going to talk about why we need them. Mm. I'm on 4 different forms of medication, and I still am not stable, so we can just deal with that later. But
and there's me.
I'm probably the worst out of the group, easily. On my best days, so. Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you define as worse, because the way I see it, there's 2 possible interpretations of that. There's one where, you know, it's how bad the anxiety gets, or
I am the only one out of the group who has ever crashed a vehicle.
True, but there's
and
the
I've
second,
done it twice.
But there is the second interpretation is what you are doing or not doing.
I mean, she's on like
that.
How many different medications, and she's still messing. I'm on one, and I'm doing
right.
pretty good.
So
kind of shows how much crazier she is.
So my question is worse, like how bad you feel it or experience it, or is it bad that or how bad you are not treating it?
Yes.
I feel like both are valid because
didn't take her medicine for the past 4 days.
Okay, I took my medicine last night.
I don't blame you for not taking it.
Alright, my anxiety was not treated until last April after a panic attack caused me to crash into a tree. We all remember that. That was fun. That was a great
multiple
time.
Times.
That's where our friendship started.
Yes, I may or may not have.
Wait, literally or figuratively?
No, like literally.
No,
the tree bush
demolished
in front of
the passenger
house?
Side of my car. The yes.
You also
the tree bush
next
that's
door.
Next to your car.
And
outside
yes,
right now?
I did
uh-huh.
graze
she
the house.
She drove her
door.
Car into that. Like
yes.
multiple
oh.
times when it was like 12 feet tall.
That's
okay.
not a tree, that's a bush.
It was a tree at the time.
It was big. Oh. It was like the height of the house.
We may or may not have cut it down in spite.
That's when our friendship started.
Yes, and then I was so drugged on Klonopin that I rear-ended a vehicle in the rental car.
And had to buy paint to fix it and
yeah.
act like nothing happened.
Gave myself chemical burns with said paint.
Oh yeah, it was my graduation night.
Yeah, that was fun too.
Drank wine while on the medicine and then made a thing and made it very apparent that the word fine had to be bold because you were finding something.
I have video of that.
I have a YouTube video of that. Anybody on my YouTube channel can see all of that nonsense. I was so high on Klonopin that
were
whole like month.
You were a mess.
Yeah, that was
I don't
bad.
Remember like that whole month.
You don't remember Avengers.
You don't remember
anymore.
Going to the restaurant after
no,
the movies.
I didn't remember seeing the movie. I didn't remember going to the restaurant. I still don't remember buying most of the stuff, most of the cactus stuff that's in here.
Cactus.
It's just all appeared.
Yeah.
Cacti.
You were on a high for buying anything cactus.
So yeah.
I'm high on Jesus.
Cool, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's really funny though, the other day, he was parked behind me, and Cody was parked next to me.
Uh-oh.
And it was literally was like a flashback where I was like,
oh no,
my car is trapped again. And I was just like,
but then you realize that you have other people's keys.
keys and you can move their
cars. Well, and that's the thing. I literally was just like, I'm just going to go inside and get
long story short, Brittany drove my charger. I don't know how far.
I did not drive your car.
I think we should have Brittany drive your car.
No, Brittany can never drive the charger.
I think I should drive your car.
I cannot drive anything.
I think the least likely person to drive my vehicle in this room right now is you, Riley.
Uh-huh.
Yes. No, Riley doesn't have a license.
Exactly.
I have a learner's permit.
She has a learner's permit, but she doesn't.
We can be in there with her.
I'm actually not a bad driver.
You told me about your turning problem.
I suck at turning.
Then you have
then
no
you
business
can't
in a charger.
Drive.
Yeah,
I can drive straight.
That's not driving. That's drag racing.
You
stole my line.
It's funny because like I'm getting a flashback of when I was teaching her how to drive in her mom's car, and we were literally driving off this empty lot towards her house, and it's not like a far long way, it's like 19 and Flora Avenue.
Okay.
So we're driving that way, and the turn to get onto like into her neighborhood, Excalibur, she took the widest turn. I swear to God, she was gonna hit a house. I was like, babe, turn.
That was
turn,
a bad turn.
Hand over hand, Riley. Hand over hand.
Fuck your hand over hand method.
Hand
so
over hand.
Is driving something that gives you anxiety?
If I'm doing it with my mom, yeah. If I'm doing it with anyone else, not at all.
So certain people can cause that.
I can't drive with my mother. It's just not a thing.
I feel like that's a common experience for everybody, though. I don't feel like it's necessarily like an anxiety-inducing thing. I feel like that's just kind of like a general like
being late.
The best time I have ever driven in my life was when Kirby was teaching me.
Sometimes existing gives me anxiety.
Same.
But
I actually relate to that. genuinely actually relate to that.
My general existence is anxiety.
Yeah, mine.
But
my
I have PTSD.
For the
that's kind of just how it goes.
Yeah.
Mine was like that before the medicine.
TJ, I am intrigued to hear your anxiety.
Well, I feel like a lot of my anxiety is extremely circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a time where it felt like it was happening more often than not. Mm-hmm. There was a former relationship that I was in, and a lot of what happened in that relationship scarred me in a lot of bad ways. One of them was after we had broken up, I had already gotten this like exercise routine where I'd run up and down my neighborhood for like 4 miles. And I would always see a car pass by, and it would always be like a silver SUV. And every time I saw that, I was like, I just couldn't like it was a fixation. You know what I mean? It was just sort. It was so like.
It's like you're in the car
like,
you don't like.
Right. Like I'm just like I like I've got to get out of here.
Cars can be like a major trigger.
Seriously though.
No, it's not just
no.
Like
no,
Amanda,
I totally get
Amanda
it.
Amanda and Alyssa both have cars that are triggers too. That's like when we say fuck a Z, like it's because like Alyssa has had an ex who drove a Z and she cannot handle the sight of a 350Z.
Who's Alyssa?
One of my friends from work. Former job.
Yeah. But the other form it actually took place in was, and this was probably one of the most vivid I remember. There was a newsletter I'd gotten from Trinity, and it was kind of talking about like all the different stuff that was happening and stuff that was going on. There was a picture of a missions group team that had went to London. Or to England, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in that group photo was this person, and I had gotten such a bad anxiety attack. I literally grabbed the keys to my parents' car and I drove to go get the car washed. And while I was driving, just like I felt like I couldn't lift my leg off the accelerator. I was speeding like probably 120 in like a 60. I was not in a good place, and I just felt like I couldn't breathe. Everything was kind of like, felt like it was closing in.
Kind of like when.
But then,
they
but then
text
I would,
you.
But then like, I snapped out of it, and I'm like, and I just kind of I slowed the car down significantly.
That's kind of the same.
And it was just it was bad. So mine's extremely like circumstantial. Like, there has to be certain things. Like, yeah, triggered. Like, there's certain types of music that I cannot listen to because it'll just... I'll get pissed. Like, I'll get angry.
He gets mad.
And then I'll storm off, and then I'll, like... And then I'll just kind of, like, hide. Because, mm-hmm. again, kind of that, like, that feeling of, like,
What kind of music?
I could name a couple.
I don't want to talk
but
about
I'm,
it.
I'm not going to.
If that's okay. Just kind of the mention.
Is it, like, specific fair. Artists? That's
yeah, fair. Just okay. specific songs.
Yeah. Like,
that
there's
are something
songs.
That.
Yeah, there's, like...
I get that.
I understand, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know them.
Yeah, so basically I feel like mine's more of a PTSD sort of triggering anxiety rather than, like, just a general thing. I mean, sometimes, like there are certain, like stimuli that just set me off, and I'm just, and I can't, like, I can't control it.
I think the worst anxiety attack I ever saw you have was when they texted you, when we were together. The apology text.
Oh, that.
Was the worst anxiety attack.
I'll let you tell that because I'm kind of curious to see from your perspective what you saw. Yeah, go for it.
Well, this person had randomly texted him from a number like he didn't have saved at his phone, obviously. And they were saying they like messaged him something, and then he asked who it was, and they said, "If I tell you, you'll be mad," or something weird like that.
Now that no, they were saying like something like
I can't tell you or something.
Like it's best that I not tell you. And I'm like
yeah, it was weird.
And I've kind of made peace with it because I didn't know who the person was, and they weren't saying anything threatening.
And,
I was
and then
like, ah, screw it, whatever.
She went into like a whole apology message and then told you who she was or something.
No, it was.
I'm trying to remember how that went.
No, it was like. I'll go ahead and say it. So, while Riley and I were hanging out at my house, I had received a text message from somebody I didn't have saved in my phone, and they were just like, "Hey, you know, hope your life's going well." Sorry. And I kind of felt bad because it was one of those moments where I was like, "Oh no, this is a person that probably has their number saved in their phone, but I don't know who they are." I'm like,
we thought it was
thanks.
Someone like from church or.
But I said thanks, but who is this? And they're like. It's like, I can't really say. And I was kind of, like, thrown off by that at first, but for whatever reason, I didn't really care that much. And I'm just like, because they were just wishing me well. You know, like, I was saying, like, you know, oh, you know, I'm getting into this new job, and it was social work at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
that
I'm getting into this new
too.
Job, I'm hoping I acclimate to it well. And this person was like, oh, great, well, I hope it goes well. And then, you know, I put my phone down for, like, maybe 10 minutes or whatever, I come back to it and they say the name of the person.
And
when I had read that,
I was in the bathroom getting ready, like I think I was like doing makeup or something, and I noticed it kind of got quiet, so I peeked my head out and all I see, and there's no video proof, but he's just sitting on his phone, not moving, like not breathing, just staring. And I had to like go break the stare and be like, talk to me, and then he told me it's her, and I went, do you want me to type something back? And then at first you said no.
Yeah, at first I said no. I was just like, no, just because I tried logicking my way through this, which wasn't working, but that was like the only good thing I could squeeze out of that. And like I sat down, I was trying to like regulate my breathing.
It was bad.
It was really bad. Like, I was frozen. That was probably the...
That was, like, the worst I've ever seen you.
You know what? Yeah, now that I think about it, that is probably the one thing that really stands out to me the most.
Yeah, it was scary.
But those are more circumstantial stuff, like, stuff that, like, was obviously triggered by something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes... I have,
anxiety just because, like, fuck you.
Yeah, like...
Life is like, fuck you! Here, panic about nothing! Bam! And then you're like, ah, shit, okay.
Yeah, that definitely sounds more like you.
It's me, like, all the time without medicine.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm anxious, why? I don't fucking know. Well, did something set you up? Nope. Well, then why are you anxious? I don't fucking know.
I kind of feel like there are times that maybe, like, in our relationship where, like, something was going on with you or whatever, like you were off doing something, and then like I guess, like, a lack of messages or whatever, because that's also kind of something that...
Yeah.
Like, that does it for me, because this person
That'll
also
do it
did
for you.
A really shitty right. thing.
It doesn't as much anymore with you, because
no.
I think you've
yeah.
come to the point where you realize that if I don't answer you, it's nothing.
Yeah, and that's and that's something I really had to, like, work through
but that
myself.
Because,
like,
cause
a lot of that
through.
Was tied to that, like, that panic
mm-hmm.
that was in the back of my mind, like, oh my god.
Brittany's been around
happening.
When you've panicked before over text messages.
I've done that.
He'll
yeah,
end up calling her.
It's
like,
bad,
when I'm over
right?
here,
like
late.
Because, like, it feels like you don't have control over
no,
your,
I will
like,
definitely
thoughts
get the, is Riley still with you message
mm-hmm.
occasionally.
Or the phone
yeah.
call,
not
like,
anymore,
no.
not anymore,
I,
but there were times
I've done
where
better.
It was,
like, the end of last year was kind of when it ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was very much, I was like, okay,
yeah.
let's relax. She's
think,
a big girl, it's okay.
Yeah, I think the worst part about that was, like, for me, like, when I realized that was happening to me, it made me very insecure about myself.
Because
mm-hmm. there were a lot of things that, like, I started asking questions, like, am I just a really controlling person?
Mm-hmm.
Am I, like, is, like, because that's the opposite
that
of what I want.
Well, you were lucky enough to have somebody that was willing to work through you with that. Most people will just give up on it.
I don't think anybody saw
seriously.
It as a controlling thing.
Yeah,
everybody
nobody
saw,
would have.
Yeah, everybody saw it as... As a
concern.
A concern and a worry
yeah.
thing.
But that was his biggest thing, too, was he was always worried about being too controlling or overbearing, and I'm like, you're fine. Like, you're
yeah.
being cute
we
and concerned.
Much, we all very much saw it as a worry thing.
Like, you're
yeah.
being overly cute and concerned.
Well, I'm kind of the same way, because I have a very protective personality
yeah.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
if
how
I'm
he
with
is,
somebody and I haven't heard from you in, I don't know, like,
however
8
long.
Or 9 hours, I do start to panic. I'm like, okay, I hope you're okay. You said you were just going to the store.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, most of the time it turns into, yeah, got home, went and took a nap.
Me
but...
Me! I feel attacked. I've done that before. You've done that before.
I've definitely
done
that before.
How's the laundry? I'm like, I don't know, I was asleep.
Like, I'll be messaging TJ and I'll be like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then he's like, I fell asleep. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured that after the panic.
And
yeah.
then I...
Like, oh, you haven't been active for an hour. That usually means you're asleep or in VR. One of the two.
I try to telegraph exactly, like, what I'm doing.
Hmm?
Just so...
So the table attacked me. Hurt.
Bad table.
All I want to do is cross my legs and I can't because
I know, we're sitting,
table.
We're
yeah.
sitting in the bad seats.
And it does sound bad, but, like, it's not that... It's a control thing. If I like to know where you are, it's just if something happens or some, you know.
Yeah, when you love and care
I
for
just,
someone, you
yeah.
want to protect them.
Cody and I have always, like, Cody's always called me when he's leaving work and
yeah.
let me know he's on his way. And, you know, we've always talked through drives and...
Yeah.
Well, because I used to live 2 hours away.
Yeah, that's true,
well,
too.
Well, and I always make him update me, like, when we... get home late at night. Like,
yeah.
we'll get to my house like 12:45 at night.
Well, even
and
with,
I'm like,
with Josh
text me when you get home.
Now we're like, hey, we're gonna be out doing this, or we're leaving whatever show
yeah.
we're at, or like, we keep a pretty good communication about where we're all at and
mm-hmm.
yeah.
who's doing what. And
yeah, and it's definitely both ways. We
yeah.
all
we're
yeah,
all
it's
pretty
cool.
we're all pretty good about keeping each other appraised and, you know, trying to avoid that kind of worry and anxiety. And like,
yeah.
when
yeah.
Josh tells us something that bothers him or causes him anxiety, we try to fix it.
Yeah.
Like with the thing about arguing, we've tried to fix it, tried to not...
Tone it down.
Yeah, not argue about nothing as much like we normally do. We've toned down our love
Brittany,
language.
There's a piece of dust on the floor.
Arguing.
Who fucking cares? Pick the fucking piece of dust
because
up.
Because it bothers Josh's
no.
anxiety. That's
I,
something that we can do, that we can fix.
And then there's like...
I have a hard time believing that arguing is a love language.
No, it really... Okay. Okay, whatever. I'm a sociopath, alright? My methods of affection are
okay,
not the same as the average.
You guys
person.
Are just aggressive.
Yeah, but...
Part of it...
Yeah.
Part of it...
And you all are just both argumentative as fuck.
Part of it has to deal with my anxiety, what triggers my anxiety. And cleaning and the house being a mess is a huge trigger for my anxiety, so I place a lot of emphasis on that. Whereas Brittany doesn't.
And Brittany just likes to fight.
Well, and then there's like, there's clean, and then there's like, You're not living in a museum. No, he wants to live in a house that's, like, ready to move in, and it's, like, showcasing for people that are walking and being like, here, this is the house! It's so perfect!
I just love the irony of the fact that he loves the cleanliness and then pulled a couch into the middle of the room.
Well...
Well, for him, it's probably a temporary fixture, but...
Don't put it back.
But, like, no, he definitely will.
But, like, put it back.
But, like, leave that there for 3 days, and it'll probably...
He's the fattest cat.
Who, me?
Really? Really? Because I always thought Hera was the fattest one.
Oh, I think Tyrion's the fattest.
She gets that fat roll.
Look at how huge my cat is.
I still think
he's a Horus, and Midna's gonna be bigger than him.
Yeah.
I really hope Midna's fucking huge. Woof, Ogun.
Mr. Stark?
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
Should we start playing it and, right. And we all start coming again?
I don't get it.
No soundboards.
Okay. So there was a meme. It was a Avengers. What was the movie before Endgame?
Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War puzzle, expert edition. Mm-hmm. It was a bag of sand.
Oh. The latest action figures that came out for Avengers Infinity War were just like little like bags of dust. For Spider-Man.
Are you squeaking?
She does that routinely.
You're gonna get the squeak on the video again. That'll be fun to edit out.
Also, why are you squeaking?
You would know that if you would listen to the fucking podcasts, Riley.
I'm listening to it right now.
Listen to the podcast.
You don't hear them edited now, do you? You don't know what I take out and what I leave in. You don't know if your squeaks.
You don't know me. You don't know what I'm about.
You don't know if your
squeaks. Like, you'll never know if the squeaks are still there.
You don't know if I edit the squeaks into random places.
Could you?
I can do that for all you fucking know.
And this time became an episode of Jerry Springer.
Less fat.
Shut the fuck up, Cody.
And
Cody is dying.
And,
you know what I could have threw at him earlier?
Don't worry, Cody. You are not the father.
What?
I don't know. Maury Povich.
Something about not the father?
Okay. So...
He couldn't deny Micah if he wanted to.
No, that's a little him through and through.
Oh, trust me.
Micah is a mini Cody physically and a mini me.
I call him mini me.
Mentally.
It's almost like Titanfall where Micah's the pilot and then Cody's the mech. I could see that. Did you drink water today? You stupid bitch.
I might need you to carry me to
bed. Is it a baby?
I got
Dude,
you.
Dude, use your legs.
I'm joking.
Ah, sure.
Ooh. I'll do it.
No. You're going to carry Brittany when she has a period and she has cramps and wants to die?
I don't have those.
Well, if you did, shut the fuck up.
I've done it. I've carried her.
With me protesting.
Uh-huh.
I don't willingly get carried.
You don't willingly accept help.
Exactly.
What if he just yeeted you in there?
I mean, she's like 90 pounds. It's pretty easy to yeet her.
There you go, just throw her ass in there.
Cody, I broke my leg. Can you please carry me to bed? Fucking yeet!
He literally could. He probably could.
Can we try this?
Yes!
Break her leg?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Just fucking yeet her into the bedroom. She's
I think we know what we're doing this Saturday.
And all of you.
You're like 90 pounds! That's cute!
You'll die trying.
For 90, Marvel night, we could all just take turns yeeting Brittany around places.
I will fucking end all of you.
Yeah.
It's professional Brittany yeeting.
I will yeet you into the lake like that burrito.
I will fucking end all of you.
And here goes
Can
Josh.
Can you yeet her into the pond?
Here goes Josh picking up Brittany, and he yeets her about 30 yards.
I did shot put and discus. I could probably throw you pretty far.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to find a way to test this.
Fuck off.
And I've been strength training recently, so like I feel
like
my power level's increased. Boy, this is a lot of stuff you have to edit out. I'm so sorry.
Is it though?
Actually, no. That's a good question. Is it?
To all the fans, we're discussing throwing the host into place.
Is it going to give you anxiety if we throw you?
I don't like being touched.
So yeah, it'll give you anxiety. We're gonna touch
pulsed, assholes.
Okay. Okay, so what if and just follow me out here. What if we got a medical stretcher, lifted you up so nobody's touching you, and then yeeted you?
You guys have literally carried me up and down stairs in my piano case, remember?
Oh, do you still have it?
Yes, it's in the garage.
We're doing it again. We're reliving old memories.
Can I yeet you in the case into the lake?
I love that video. Because everybody's like, because nobody assumed, but then we dropped it, and then out came Brittany.
Anybody
Nobody
got a tractor
knew what
tire?
Was going on until all of a sudden I came out of the piano case.
Wow. Yeah. God, that's a memory. So let me ask this just to kind of get us back on track a little bit. So, what has been some of you guys' like main coping mechanisms? Like,
that was last week.
Yeah, that was last week.
Well, right, but like specifically for anxiety, like is there something you
Music.
Tell yourself? Is
Music.
It is
I don't
it
cope.
Music.
Okay.
You smoke weed? That's
no,
a
no. I don't
no.
use that as a coping
and
mechanism.
And he hasn't really lately.
Music.
Medication.
I've been on a
now medication.
I've been on a hiatus.
But it's
mostly because I'm bankrupt.
Oh,
all right, can we get one more?
Soul.
Can we get one more?
Anyways, if it's really bad and like I can't get myself to calm down in any way, shape, or form, like sometimes I'll meditate, but like because I have an eidetic memory, I have to try and find something to focus like a mental image on as well as like the recitation that I recite. And I have to, of course, say it out loud because just reciting it internally isn't enough. It has to encompass all of my senses. So,
right. Like,
it
what
has
do you do
to
for
be...
smell?
Fuck off, Cody. Sometimes I vape. You know what? Shut up.
Well, no, that was a serious question.
I think it was actually a serious question of his.
I feel like... Okay, so in terms of, like, what I do with anxiety, because, like... The problem with me is that, like, my anxiety isn't, like, very... Shut the fuck up, Cody. I'll come over there and beat the stomach virus out of you. Through your ass. Keep that in. Anyway.
What the fuck was that sound even supposed to be?
Okay, so, for me, it's, like... Like, the problem with mine is very circumstantial, so it's not like I could just medicate myself and it would just be better. Because, I, because like, because
no,
in, like, my...
something, like, I carry, like, you can see, I carry... a half of a clonopin with me in case of a panic attack, and I need to take it and get myself out of it.
Yeah. Although one thing that I found really effective that worked in the moment, and you'll remember this is
Gummy.
Very recent. When I almost committed arson against their neighbor's house.
When you almost committed accidental arson.
I had to take over
still,
and commit the arson for him.
So I was panicking so much, like, when I got inside, I was sweating, I was breathing really heavily, I was drinking water, and then I remembered previously that I had had one CBD gummy, but then I remembered, like, within every 6 hours, you could take up to two of those gummies. So I grabbed another one, because it hadn't been 6 hours. Or
within 6 hours, you could eat, like, eight of those gummies.
I didn't know, well, I
It says two
wrong,
on
but,
the container,
but so,
okay.
So I grabbed it, and I'm, like... I'm not even kidding you. Probably like
within
5 minutes after that, I was so relaxed. And I was coming from like a real like, that felt like a panic attack that I was having.
That's what panic attacks are.
So,
you feel that heart palpitations, the sweating, the overheating.
Right. So, okay. but just in that 5 minutes, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was completely relaxed. Like that is probably the one coping mechanism that I would use. The problem is that, like, you know, with you know, taking CBDs or CBD gummies, it's like, you know, those don't stay as fresh, and it's not like something I could just carry around with me. You know what I mean? Like, the advantage is, well, yeah.
You can carry snacks.
Well, yeah, but like in what?
I'm gonna save this bag and start putting CBD gummies in here.
I don't carry a bag with me. I mean, like, I carry a backpack to work, but then I set it down and go about my day. But it's not like I can just like reach in my pocket and grab one.
Yeah, that's
which
part of
would
why
be convenient.
This is literally what I have on me all day. places. Oh, yeah, and this is it. It's got my ID, it's got my debit card, it's got a half a pill in there, and then I've got my vape and my office key.
Just so you guys know, she was holding up a keychain that had a little lanyard stick in it that had had some cards, and on the bottom it had that pill. So.
Brittany.
Yeah, it's literally like one of those... the card things that are at the end of lanyards. And, it's
and she has a laser.
I put my pride down a lot, and I'm now on medicine.
So yes, Riley recently
she's targeting.
Finally accepted that she has anxiety and went on medication.
I knew I had anxiety. I just wanted to handle it myself.
It's not how it works.
Well, that's how I wanted it to work, to kiss my ass.
Is literally... When your body is literally putting itself into that fight or flight mode and
breaking.
Saying, like, I am literally in danger and I don't know where that danger is coming from, but I am in danger, Midna, I swear to God.
Like, hey, good shit is happening. How about you fucking panic now? Okay, bye.
Yeah.
That was the breaking point.
Yeah, and it's just that.
That was the
no
dead
reason,
ass breaking point.
There's
was
no
that
reason
night.
For me to be feeling like I'm in danger, but my body
that
says
was
I'm
her
in
old
danger.
Hair.
And so I'm just gonna
short ass hair
be panicky. Yes, I remember what my hair looked like. It's also very
you're completely off topic right now, just so
I
you know. And we're talking about you.
So finally Riley did what I told her to do, and she went to the doctor and she told the doctor her anxiety symptoms,
and
the doctor
then
gave her medicine.
This thing I still don't like about that entire situation was the doctor was like, okay, you have an anxiety thing? Okay, I'm gonna write you your script. And then didn't tell me what the
that
script was, didn't tell me how it
happened.
Helped.
If you had come to the doctor that I wanted you to go to.
Well, your doctor is far as fuck away.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
But he was just like, yeah, I'll write you a script. And like, didn't tell me what the script was, how it helped, what it was. Like, I had to do my own research.
Right.
On the medicine
here's
I was taking
drug.
To know, like, what it was.
Yeah.
It pissed me off.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, though, it is actually...
Oh yeah, it's
well.
Fantastic.
It is working. It's not a narcotic. It's not on a benzo. You know, like
it doesn't feel addicting.
It's not. As far as not addictive.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a bunch of weird side effects. So you're.
The worst side effect it has, even still to this day, is the dizziness for like an hour and like kind of hot flashes for like an hour, and then that's it. Which I can live with
that.
And
I take three times as much
no,
as
you. Don't
even
get me started on Big Pharma.
We're not going there again with Josh. But yes, we're glad that you finally did something about your anxiety.
Finally not a mess.
I'm disappointed you went with Big Pharma.
Listen, if weed was legal...
It is.
Then you still wouldn't do it.
Because
you're a pansy.
Because she's afraid of her mom.
Yeah.
And you 22 years old.
Yeah.
She won't even post about these podcasts because she's afraid of her mom.
You should fight her.
She's gonna be all pissy. I don't live with her, okay? I gotta deal with the repercussions.
Punch her in the face.
Hey, okay.
Establish dominance.
Establish dominance.
Be a Midna.
I was about to say, play a Midna.
She literally came in here and took over.
Tiny little 12-week-old kitten comes in, dominates fat-ass cats.
And Hera. She is on another level of fat and angry.
Anywho, anxiety. And earlier we were talking about triggers and cars.
I really don't know.
Reminds me of that stupid song.
If I do have a trigger, I don't know if I could pinpoint what those triggers are.
I mean,
I'm sure I have them, but I don't know what they are.
I have the panic disorder, so like, I don't need triggers. But I also have my CPTSD, so like, I have very vivid, very active triggers.
Yeah, I don't
so, like,
know.
Where we're going, we don't need triggers.
You, Brittany, as a counselor, would you know what my triggers are?
You have generalized anxiety disorder. You don't necessarily need triggers, just because it senses danger naturally. And goes into that state chemically,
mm-hmm.
without there being any immediate danger.
Yeah.
That's what an anxiety disorder actually is.
Mm-hmm.
My panic disorder is like that, only it's a panic personality disorder, which means it has a lot more to do with the neural pathways in my brain,
yeah,
as opposed to the chemicals in my body.
With me, I feel like a trigger in general, even for like panic attacks that I've had before, would just be stress.
Mm-hmm.
Like just in general, like just stress was a trigger.
Well, and when you have an anxiety disorder, adding stress on top of it is going to trigger that already heightened fight or flight.
Yeah, because I mean, response. Like you saw how I was with the nail job that I had.
Right.
While doing your hair, so did TJ, and that was a panic attack.
Right. Yeah.
That was bad.
So.
That was really bad.
When you're already prone to a heightened fight or flight response without a danger trigger, then adding stress to that is going to cause
mm-hmm.
the fight or flight response to kick in.
Yeah.
So somebody like Cody, who has the generalized anxiety disorder on top of his
stressful
manic depression
shit.
And
his crazy stressful job.
What was it, babe? Manic depression was psychosis? Something else?
What does psychosis mean?
I don't remember either.
What does psychosis mean? I always forget what that means.
I think it was just severe depression.
I don't remember. It's... With psychosis just means that you experience additional symptoms on top of the depression symptom that would be along the lines of a psychiatric disorder, but they don't meet the diagnostic criteria of a comorbid disorder.
Mm.
So,
I feel like my depression.
So, like when he was experiencing blackouts.
Oh.
For in his panic attacks, and stuff like
that.
Very
rarely, but I've had that happen before. Just a blackout in general.
Before he was medicated, it was actually a very common occurrence. If he was having a panic attack, there was usually a blackout where he would drive and then not know how he got where he was.
Mm.
Or,
I've had blackout rage before. That's scary.
I had to take a knife away from him and he would not remember the whole situation at all.
Mm.
So, things like that. Before, I mean, we're talking, this is like...
Years
this
ago.
This is 2014, you know, this is a long time
ago. Yeah, years ago.
So, this is before any diagnosis, anything for Cody.
Yeah, and then...
So that's where the psychosis comes in, that it's the blackouts, the behavior that, for some people, would look like...
Crazy.
Right.
Like crazy.
Like a psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
But it's more or less a symptom of the manic depression and anxiety disorder.
Yeah. My depression... Like, I feel like was a lot of cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if my life wasn't going good, depressed. If my anxiety was through the roof, then I knew that I was going to come crashing down from that and be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now that I haven't had anxiety and I'm actually being successful with my life currently, haven't really had any depression either.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were you saying?
This is what happens when I accidentally adopt
She's
a baby
like,
cat.
Aw,
yeah,
aren't
saying?
I so cute? Then she gets up, no, just kidding, fuck you, and then slaps you.
The medication...
That's Midna.
That's me.
Yes. Well, the medication that you're on is good for depression and anxiety. It's good to balance out the chemicals in your brain in general.
That explains it, because I told the guy, my doctor,
yeah,
that I had occasional depression, but that was mostly by cause... things. So.
You want to try that sentence again?
No.
Emotional triggers.
Okay. So.
Cause things.
It's circumstantial. Lipid. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's how. That's how most people would think of depression.
Is
Cody.
That a good one? I gotcha.
Just go to bed. Just go to bed. Just go.
Back.
Bye.
See you in a minute.
If you throw up, throw quietly. I'm gonna fucking gut punch you in his head. Did you like that
Why
glare?
Are men such babies?
Did you like the glare? I'm telling you, men need periods and then they wouldn't complain about anything.
Hmm?
Men need periods and then they wouldn't complain about anything.
Women need to get kicked in the balls and then they wouldn't complain about everything.
There we go.
Yeah,
women need to be kicked in the balls, men need to bleed for a week.
Periods are a controlled amount of time. Kicked in the balls are whenever people feel like being assholes.
Yeah.
So you guys have one point of vulnerability. We are considered vulnerable 24/7.
That's y'all's fault.
Actually, no, it's yours.
No, it's not.
It's...
I didn't do shit.
It's the patriarchy.
Okay, so then blame the patriarchy. Don't blame us. We're trying to fix
the
system.
The patriarchy causes periods? What?
Yeah, fuck you, England.
What? Riley is so confused. This entire conversation don't, just went completely over.
Blame
her
England.
Head.
Blame, don't blame me. They're the ones who had to assholes up top.
I'm not following.
It's okay. It's a feminine conversation. You don't.
That's
have
why I'm not following.
I
have
tea
into the ocean. Flips off the sea.
I have tea.
Fuck you, other island.
I'm royal because I was born. Oh. Yeah. Fuck you.
Fucking god.
Goddamn silly nannies.
I'm silly dudes.
You want to know what's really funny?
Fucking lobster tails.
What the fuck?
They wore red coats.
Oh.
What is happening?
How do you guys feel about living your daily life with anxiety?
Bullshit.
I mean...
Agree.
Nobody fucking gets it. You're like, I'm anxious. And they're like, yeah, me too. And I mean, like, no. I mean, like, I'm anxious and I want to bash my head through a wall. And they're like, yeah, me too. I'm like, no, I mean, literally. Like, end me, please.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I like this more intimate setting with a closer table.
Things are about to get uncomfortably
gay. Are you
gay.
Stuck in the box?
Things are always gay. Half of the table is bi.
But, I feel like for me, like, living with anxiety is, it's kind of like, okay, this is going to be a very weird way to explain it, so just bear with me. Like, if you're not a nerd, I'm sorry.
I can explain.
Or if you're not into D&D, I sincerely apologize, but I feel like this is, like, the one way that I can truly explain it. Is everyone aware of, wild magic?
Yep.
So basically, it's like, If you do this thing called wild magic, some random spell or magic thing happens, but you don't know what it's going to be, right? And you don't know when it's going to happen at any given moment.
Anyways, wild magic, never know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, basically it's kind of like living like that. Like, you don't really know when it's going to happen, but like but when it does, it's such an impactful thing. Like it alters your entire day. Like, you could be having, like, the best possible day.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going right. Everything is working smoothly. And then...
And all of a sudden...
It just hits.
You're just like, hey, your life sucks.
Yeah.
Okay,
palpitations start.
Yeah, and then... after that, like, after everything is done, whatever caused that for me...
I feel like a moron.
It's like I'm left with, like... Depression.
I'm gonna touch that one.
Oh my god.
I'm in that.
She will.
It's like my turn.
But like, it's just like, and what you're left with after all that is just depression, like self-doubt, even self-hate in a way. Like that, like those are like three big things that I've struggled with outside of anxiety or even just as a byproduct of it. Because it's such like it's such a shitty.
We can talk self-loathing all day.
Oh gosh, it's really a shitty thing to live with, and the problem is that there are not enough people who are aware of these struggles and how they work and how they operate. So it's not like you can like relay this to somebody and then they'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
It's more like
because the stigma around mental health is
pregnant.
Like.
She's targeting the plant.
Right, it's like...
Which is ironic.
Well, your head can't get sick, or...
Your brain can't sick.
Right, or the whole mentality.
It's all in your head, just pray about it.
The Christianese.
Like, it's just in your head, it's not a physical thing, you can just pray about it, it'll just go away, and it's like, how about you go fuck yourself?
Or it's the, you know... You don't have anything to be anxious about. Your life is great. Everything's been taken care of for you.
I
want to
backhand people. Like, you know the Batman and Robin meme where Batman's like this?
Yeah.
That is me when people say that.
Your life is great. You have nothing to worry about.
Right.
Shut the fuck up,
or like,
Robin.
Hey, there's can we put like 3 generations ago on blast for ruining everything for everybody?
Sure, absolutely. Mm,
okay, well, I just did.
Well, no, because really, like, you look at...
But really, no.
You look at the way that World War I vets were treated with shell shock and how they were kind of just tossed into institutions.
How anxiety wasn't a thing
because
when these
PTSD
people were...
wasn't
yeah,
treated
treat
back then. They were literally just tossed into institutions or stigmatized then. And then World War II, and it was just, if you weren't capable of coping, you were weak.
Mm.
And so it wasn't, you know, mental health wasn't talked about. And then you've got the 50s and the 60s where if you're not strong and you're not this picture of perfection, then you're less than.
My mother explains it as...
Like a once
well,
broken
when I was in school and when I was...
You're either perfect.
Your guys' age, anxiety wasn't a thing. Depression wasn't a thing. Like, it was called sadness and you dealt with it. And I'm like...
No.
Yeah, and people suffered for years. And she's like, I think that a lot of the depression and anxiety is just from social media and the news making a big deal about it and pharmaceuticals making a big deal about it. No, bam, it's anxiety. That's what it's called.
And
she sees the same thing as when it comes to, like, ADHD. She doesn't think ADHD is a thing. She thinks it's just another way to get medicine.
My brother? My fucking son? Holy
she's
shit.
Like, it's just another title for pharmaceuticals to get people to on medication. And
although,
and I'm like, no!
Anybody who thinks it's a good idea to prescribe their kids Ritalin or Adderall are just dickheads, and they
yeah,
haven't done any research.
Yeah, no.
Unless your child is one of those kids
the doctors
who is
wanted
chemically
to put-
separate and, like, reacts the opposite to things,
look how long the cat is. Stop it.
The doctors, when I was
it's just,
5, wanted to put me on medicine because they thought I had ADHD. And I'm like, I'm just fucking weird.
Did you just fart in my ear?
Like,
she probably did.
Like, the doctors literally were like, your daughter has ADHD. She needs to be on this, 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 and this. And my mom was like, no, she's a kid. My mom was like, no, she's a kid. And, like, now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I just think I'm fucking weird. I don't think I have ADHD.
And see, like...
I have focus issues, 100%. There's something wrong with my brain,
like,
but
I mean,
not ADHD.
When I was diagnosed as a child, they were, you know, they were telling my parents, you know, telling my mother I needed to be on antidepressants, antipsychotics, all of that stuff. And my mom never put me on anything, God, but, you know... My mom has firmly believed there's been something wrong with me since I was a young child.
I mean, I have.
Obviously, yes, I'm a diagnosed sociopath. I have been since I was 5, so that's...
Well, and I actually have, like, legit learning disabilities,
right,
too.
Right.
So they wanted to medicate me for that, and I was like...
There's no medication
like that.
For that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's medication
like
for
I have
ADHD,
like...
but there's no medication for a learning disability...
Yeah,
Concerta, Ritalin, Adderall can
like, they were like, oh, take
but...
fish oil pills because your concentration is shit, and you can't remember anything a day later after it's talked to you, and you can't stay focused for more than, like, 30 seconds.
Okay, but a lot of that is in how things are taught to you, and if you
yeah.
had been put in a school with an individualized learning plan,
yeah, my
like a Montessori
school,
school
I went
then
to Montessori,
been...
and Montessori fucking sucked. At least mine did.
And it probably wasn't actually individualized.
They tried, but the teacher hated me.
Oh, then that's not individualized.
She literally would tell me I was going to grow up to wear back braces and knee braces because of how I sat and that I was going to be anorexic because I never used to eat lunch.
Cool. Great. Glad she really bought into that educational
yeah,
philosophy.
She was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, no.
There's a reason I have my son in therapy but not on medication.
Me personally, I don't think he should be on medication until
they now have animal and child CBDs.
Yes, well...
I think you should at least wait until you're out of high school and, like, an adult to start on, like, serious medication.
Yeah, well, and we're
unless
still,
you're, like, seriously
still...
fucked up at the age of 12.
It ruined my cousin's life.
Yeah.
He had to go through Ritalin and Adderall because people didn't know the difference back then. And now he's got lifelong tics and Tourette's and...
Yeah, like, if you're a kid, I don't think you should be on medication. Unless you're, like, seriously fucked up. Like, I feel like...
I mean, he's got a good life. He's got a wife
taken.
And 2 kids, but it's still long term.
I mean, you had a traumatizing child. That's what I...
No, I mean,
scared your cat.
I don't think I could have done medication as a child. mainly because in my childhood I wouldn't have gotten the medication consistently. I mean, I might have gotten it in the few times I was with my mom, maybe, and that would have been if she thought it was beneficial. But if I was with my dad and my stepmom, I never would have gotten it, so there would have been no point. Unless it controlled me quite well, in which case they would have had me on it 24/7, and I would have been even more under their thumb, and that would have been horrific.
Exactly.
I would have never gotten away, so
that would have been
terrible.
Yeah, so I'm really glad I was never put on anything, because if I had lost any more sense of self, I would have been, yeah, a goner. So there is that. But I mean, my daily life with anxiety is,
I have the
easier,
other one,
I guess,
Tiger's Blood.
Now, I think that I've accepted that it just is what it is. Last time I talked with my psychiatrist, she had said that despite the fact that things are pretty consistently uncontrolled for me right now, it's obviously not a good time of year for me to
Same.
Be changing anything. So when I go back next quarter, I'll see if things haven't quieted down, if it's not all just, like we've talked about, circumstantial. If I'm still not better by the time I go back next time, then we might change some of my medications. But until then, I'm just gonna kind of play it by ear, keep, you know, a half a pill on me just in case I have a bad panic attack. But for the most part, I just know that this is my life. This is kind of who I am. This is how I am now. Like, yeah, the car accident was insane. The subsequent month was insane. And kind of the entire following year has been insane.
Kind of.
If we're completely and totally honest, there was a car accident, and then there was...
Now you're friends with some crazy person that
well,
is a lot younger than you.
There was a car accident, and then there was a death, and then there was another death a few weeks later, and then there was...
Oh, it's bad, right?
Yeah.
It's like another death.
Yep. Mm. And then there... and then I started school, which was probably not my wisest choice. I probably should have postponed that until I, yeah. But, and then all of a sudden a few months later I was separated, and then, you know.
You almost lost your child to your mom.
Yeah, and so like, it's just kept going. So it's like, I need my life to calm down before I decide.
To do shit.
Right, to make any treatment decisions or to make any, I don't know, future decisions, but
well,
I feel you on
that.
Wise.
Yeah, that's kind of why, like, I was telling Riley earlier, I emailed my advisor. I might take a break from school, try and figure out, is this what I'm going to do? Yes, I'm great at counseling, but I have no intention of being a full-time counselor. Yeah, I have planned on pursuing licensure and doing it, like, as the licensed therapist at the church, so that they have a licensed therapist on the pastoral care team. But I have no intention of ever running my own office or being a full-time counselor.
So you're trying to weigh the option of, like,
right.
Like,
so
like,
I'm wondering,
is this a
is
worthwhile
it,
investment?
Right.
It's like me being a hairstylist. Shit
exactly.
Didn't happen. Fuck that
or,
shit.
Or me
right.
Going to school
being a social
for
worker.
5 years and getting a counseling degree and realizing I wanted to be a teacher. That has been such an uphill battle. Like,
yeah. Well, and see, and, you know, there's so many things that we could talk about that we...
It's crazy. I can go all throughout college thinking that it's your total career path and it looks amazing in college, and then you get into the real world and then you're like, fuck this shit. This is not the same thing.
My anxiety is more of a constant state as opposed to most normal people that just experience it every once in a while.
Mine
is just constantly flowing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things you just learn to live with as opposed to, I don't know, as opposed to dealing with it as it arises, I suppose.
Obviously it escalates.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I feel like there were times where I could relate to that.
Yeah.
To just being constant.
Well, last night I had something very unexpected trigger me in the worst kind of way, and it's affected me all day. And I'm just kind of now getting out of it, but it's still very much there. I'm just kind of masking right now.
So that constant state, like, how would you describe it? Like, what does it kind of like feel like?
That.
Like a cat hitting a microphone.
Like just being wound tight.
All the time, you're just... every step you take is another crack in the ice, you know? But the ice isn't going to break. The ice will break eventually, but not when you're ready for it to.
Yeah.
And always at the worst time.
I've always explained anxiety, or even constant anxiety like that, like either... If it's just anxiety peeking in, it's like a really annoying friend going, hey, and then running away and hiding. And then you're like, what the fuck was that? And then you panic about it.
You sure you're not talking about herpes?
Sure. Or then, even with the constant thing, it's like the annoying friend that you can't get rid of is always like breathing down your neck like, hey, don't fuck up. Hey, you just fucked up. You want to know what you fucked up on? You're not allowed to know. But you just fucked up again. And then it just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
at least how it is for me.
That's hard.
I don't know if anyone else
wants
to that.
Mine just feels like being wound tight. Like a coil that just keeps being wound tighter and tighter until it's ready to like literally explode. And I think that's when I get super manic. Is like when I'm just so wound tight that I am
that's
ready to explode.
That's how my manic will act up.
And like... I would just, like, go off the deep end and go and get a dog or go and get another kitten or, you know, paint crazy things or do whatever I do and...
I mean, you've seen my few manic episodes. Yeah. My manic episodes are not as serious as yours. They're just like, I'm gonna go buy shit. Do I need to go buy shit? Nope. But I'm going to.
Yeah.
You tend to have your moments.
Mine used to be...
She saw my moment after work that one day.
Money and shopping, but that can only satisfy mania in a person like me for
so much.
Yeah.
But
I was like breaking last week.
I think what it is that now that I'm treated, the mania comes out in larger bursts. But it's just... I do crazy shit sometimes because I just constantly feel like my chest is being compressed into this tiny little knot and at some point I need to explode else I'm going to kill everything around me. That's why I'm this constant little ball of murder.
You know, actually, that kind of just brought a very good question to mind because I'm sure there are people who will listen to this and be like, you know, like maybe I don't struggle with this, but I know a friend who does. What would you want that person to know about that friend who goes through that anxiety? And we don't really have to necessarily know the specifics. We just know that in one form or another, they're constantly struggling against anxiety in whatever form that takes. What would you want that person to know? Like say it was one of your friends. Say like they don't know anything about anxiety, but they want to help.
We're not broken. Like that's that's the easiest thing. Like it's not like yes, it can be treated. Yes, it can be helped. Yes, you can alleviate the symptoms, but when you get down to the wire, our brains are just different. And we're not broken.
You don't have to treat us differently.
And it's not something that needs to be fixed.
So it's
like
just
some
something
people
like...
some people can just be different. Like I am never gonna be 100% better. like, forever I am going to be a sociopath. Forever I am going to be, at least on some level, anxious and
I can
think
hear my mother in the back of the head being saying, don't accept that about yourself.
But it's who I am. It's how I was made. It's
I can
literally
just hear my mother in the back of my head.
And until I accepted that about myself, I was completely and totally at odds with my identity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the people around me didn't help by reinforcing that I was broken.
Yeah.
That because I'm non-emotional and because there's this huge disconnect between me and most of my emotions, there was something wrong with me, that I would never be a good wife, I could never be a mother. Those kinds of things that have been told to me most of my life,
mm-hmm.
That I was just completely and totally broken.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit you can't accept.
Well,
you
and
shouldn't
that's
accept
the thing.
That you're
and
broken.
And that's the thing that people need to know about the people in their lives who battle with these mental illnesses, is that we're just people. Our brains are just different.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. Yes, some of us require medicine. Yes, some of us require weed. And yes, some of us just are in denial and say that we just exist in life.
We discussed this. I don't require it.
Ouch.
I just like it.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
So.
No, seriously.
Ouch.
And
whether you believe it or not, I'm dead serious.
But at the end of the day,
just trying to accept it.
We are just different.
We're stressed out little beans.
We're just differently abled.
Yeah.
My brain functions at a higher capacity than the average human's. Is it because I'm a sociopath? I don't know. It probably is.
That is a huge link to it. So.
Yeah, it is probably because the wires in my brain connect separately to different parts of my brain than the average human. That's probably why my IQ is so high. It's probably why I think 1,000 times faster
probably
than most
people.
Probably
why you're an extrovert.
No, I'm an extrovert because my mother is an extrovert. It is a learned behavior. Potentially. Who knows? But
well,
it does... But
So then, what would be the ideal support, like, coming from a friend? Like, if you can just picture, like, the best support that you could possibly have in your life when you're dealing with this stuff, what would that look like?
Be accepting and supportive.
Can I tell you what I do?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm sure you just noticed just from me being here, but, when I first moved in, the first thing you told me is, you know, you can't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest thing is, I always want to be alone. So I'm trying to fix that about myself by being around you guys more often. You know, always trying to be there, so either you're not just sitting there alone, even though you're sitting there reading fan fiction most of the time.
It's true.
It would have been the same thing if I ended up living here. Like, I would be in that room so much.
I mean, there are times I'll just sit in there for a little while, but she'll tell you, I'll just come out and hang out. We'll just watch a show or talk for a while.
Yeah.
But,
like
I need introvert time away from people.
It's like one of my biggest traits is that I am a very good listener.
Mm-hmm.
And she can talk.
I have learned that.
Yes.
I can talk.
I've learned. I think being a good listener is honestly probably one of the best things you can do. Not just for people who struggle with anxiety or any mental disorder, just in general.
We
like sometimes
so
the sometimes the most relieving thing is knowing that there's somebody listening to you. And what's important, and people should really understand this, it's not about the advice you give. It's about the time that you give the person to speak. Because while a person is speaking, you shouldn't be thinking in the back of your mind like, okay, how am I going to reply to this person? Because if you work it like that, it doesn't. Like, it doesn't work. Trust me. I've tried that, and I have failed so many times. But it wasn't until somebody who was wiser than I was, you know, said something. And it was just, like, a general crowd. But it was...
All you're gonna hear is...
But it was basically, like, the best thing you can do for any person is just to let them know that somebody's listening to them. You have to forfeit the idea that you have all the answers, that something you say or do or give will change them forever or fix them. Mm-hmm. And I put fix in air quotes.
I will say, though, you are a very good listener, because there's even times where, like, I say something where I don't think anyone is listening, because most of the time people don't hear me if I am talking not loud.
Oh, yeah, I hear absolutely.
And I mean,
everything.
Like, you'll, like, comment back, and I'll be like, you actually were fucking listening to that?
It's because he always wants to pick up on the stupid things we say.
And I say really stupid shit sometimes.
Half of it is just because I like to troll, so I have my information.
The trolling.
But, like, there's times where, like, I'll be trying to say something within a conversation, and people won't let me talk, and then here's Josh being like, oh yeah, really, I get you, and I'm like, okay, you were listening, at least that's a thing.
That's the one thing I always admired about, or what I really liked about Josh, when him and I were just Xbox Live buddies, when we
didn't even know
we were living in the same general area, was, because at the time, like, him and I were both kind of going through our own things, but then we would be really good sport to each other by just listening to each other. And it was, like, probably one of the best supports I could have ever had. You know, just, like, even if it wasn't somebody who was there, which, for anybody who says internet friends aren't real friends...
Oh, yeah, fuck those people.
Fuck them, because the person sitting right across from me is living, breathing proof of that. So,
I literally have a friend of 4 years.
Yeah, so,
5 years from Australia.
So...
Never met him.
So, honestly... But yeah, I do think you're right when you say that, like, the mindset that you should have going into, you know, talking with that friend who has anxiety is that they're not a broken person. Like, they don't need fixing. They just need support.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a person, a human touch.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that people who do struggle will remember the most.
Well,
and that actually count the most.
If you go into a friendship, go into a relationship with somebody who has a particular way of dealing with their mental health, like me.
Cat.
Everybody knows I do high fives, I don't do hugs. Everybody does that. Everybody accepts that. Everybody does it with me, for me. And it's just a thing.
I think I've hugged you three times.
Yeah, and everybody just
our friendship
kind of accepts it and has accommodated it, and that's one of the things that I love about our group of friends, is, like, nobody really has been like, oh, well, why don't you do hugs? I do hugs, and, like, imposes that on me.
Ooh.
Whereas, like, church people do that. Church people are like, oh, no, we're huggers around here.
And you're like, no, fuck
and
off.
And I'm like, no, I'm touch repulsed. I'm a sexual abuse victim. How about we don't?
I went
cool,
through, like, a
cool.
whole... couple years
I just
of
like
don't
oh,
hug
we're
me,
a hugging
don't...
church.
And I'm like, that's cool, I do high fives.
I'm not.
Well, there was like I understand where she's coming from with that, because there was a time, I think it was like 9th or 10th grade, or both,
mm-hmm.
where like there was a whole period of time where I was like, don't fucking hug me, don't fucking touch me.
Right.
And people would attack me with hugs, and I would literally gut punch them.
Yeah, no.
Because I was like, don't fucking touch me, and they thought it was a joke.
Right, but there's simple things, like, with Kirby and I, there were times where, because she was a severe introvert, I'm sure you guys remember, severe introvert, and...
She made me look introvert.
Yeah, so she would have, you know, she would say, okay, so keep inviting me to the things that you're doing, keep inviting me, I'll let you know when I have the energy to go and participate,
mm-hmm.
but make sure that you keep inviting me.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want to feel left out, she still wanted to feel included, but she wanted to make sure that I understood that because she only could handle so many people and so many of my extroverted things that, you know, she wasn't going to participate in most of them. And I understood that. Like, there were most certain, like, she'd come to, like, an Oasis get-together once every 6 months, maybe. Like, that was about the extent of it.
Oasis
then,
is where
and
I
then
fair, she also
and
did
I,
live in Tampa.
And then
so.
She and I would get together usually every other week or so.
I'm always, like, extra loud at Oasis.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the mix between the coffee beans.
Yeah. But that's the kind of stuff that makes those kinds of friendships and those kinds of relationships, is those accommodations where you take into account what a person needs. And you don't make them feel guilty about it.
Yeah.
You make them feel included, you make them feel normal, and you just roll with it.
That's why I like this group so much, because like when I first joined this group, back then, I was really uncomfortable about mm-hmm. alcohol and people even like drinking around me, like I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I learned with you guys really quickly that one, possible to actually drink responsibly, and if you do get shit-faced drunk, it's not because they're an alcoholic, it's just because that's what normal people do.
Yeah.
No, that's what Kyle does.
Well, even that, but like...
Or no, that's what Felicia does.
But like, when I first... When I first joined your guys' friendship group, I...
Friendship group.
I feel like we need bracelets.
Yeah.
I we need bracelets now.
No, we all need a piece of a necklace.
Yeah.
It's gonna have like 16 pieces.
I'm gonna have to go get them from Hot Topic now. I'm gonna buy a whole thing of them.
Oh my gosh. Can they just say like the defenders on there?
But
just,
like,
no,
I tried to find all
the
pieces put together just make a dick.
But like,
that'd be hilarious.
Have you heard what I was saying? Please continue with our friendship group.
Our
League
like,
of Extraordinary Friendship.
When I first joined this group, I couldn't mentally grasp that you can drink and not be an alcoholic.
Because
my dad had fucked that up for me as a child. But like, I was just really weird about it at first, and the one thing I liked about this group was that you guys didn't make me feel weird that I wouldn't drink. Like, at all. So, Brittany's listening.
I am listening to you.
But, like, you guys didn't make me feel weird, and you still don't make me feel weird for not drinking. You
so,
went alive.
Final comments for the Life Sucks podcast.
If the bear is hungry, he will eat.
Banjo-Kazooie is coming to Smash in fall, so be ready.
Relative to anxiety.
Oh, I'm
this
having
is
anxiety
relative
just
to anxiety.
Like, I'm having anxiety just thinking about the weight.
Your notepad has a cock on it.
It's a rooster.
It is, and you're still recording
at least
my
it's...
hat off.
Here.
Oh,
have a Midna.
What did you draw?
It's Maud.
Oh,
it's
okay.
No. She's dead.
Where'd it go?
Over here, batteries or elsewhere.
Oh no.
Hey, well, the tank didn't break, so I'm happy.
Will it still work?
Yeah.
Anyways.
It's just batteries.
Alright, so.
I didn't realize that part came off.
I guess
it shattered.
This concludes our
Life
Sucks podcast.
Stop
for the
recording
week.
Me with no hat.
I don't know who Derek is, but Derek is
try
watching.
Try not to suck at life.
Brittany.
No, nobody's watching now.
No, Derek was watching.
Somebody else is watching. I don't know who's watching.
Derek.
Derek, Merrick.
I don't know who's watching.
Derek, who are you?
Thank you for watching our cat antics and everything else.
I'm going to stalk who Derek is now.
Watch our podcast on YouTube. Listen everywhere you listen to podcasts. Life Sucks podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.